Reflection by Father Luis Sozano from the Gospel Matthew 16, verses 13 through 20. What the Spirit reveals. First, comments. There will always be people who make comments about you. Even Jesus himself suffered gossip and criticism. That is why you have to be clear about who you are and what your mission is in this world. Think about it. Who are you? Why are you here? If you let yourself be carried away by what people say about you, in the end, you will live for these comparisons and end up being someone else, someone you don't want to be. Try to be clear about who you are and what you're in this world for, because otherwise people's comments are going to make you dizzy. They can hurt you and confuse you. Second, Peter. He speaks from the Spirit. When you speak, try not to do simply from your feelings and your flesh. If you do, you will be reckless. Don't be hot-tempered and speak cruelly to hurt others. If you are angry, remain silent until you calm down. Wait until you can speak from the Spirit. This means speaking after you've found inner peace through prayer, and it means speaking prudently. When you talk about someone or refer to a person, do you do it in an impulse or after you've prayed and pondered it? How many wars would have been avoided if you prayed and contemplated the situation before speaking? Third, tell no one yet. Everything has its time in this life. You shouldn't be like a child who blurts out everything. There are things you see and hear you must keep quietly to yourself until you find the right moment to speak. Because look, being prudent does not mean keeping everything to yourself to avoid problems, but rather it's knowing when to say things to solve great problems. Take heart. Life keeps going on. Let's go. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.